I'm Sister Anne Wageshwa Tulu from Kenya. I am the director of Caritas Mongolia.
I'm Nasin Jargal. I work with Caritas Mongolia for the past 15 years. I'm the administration manager.
Caritas is a fundamental part of the country's helping arm. What are your main activities here, Sister Anne?
Our main activities are charity works for the who are in need, especially those who are in the periphery of a capital and also the countryside. And also we, in Mongolia also we have, year to year, we have also natural calamities. We also come to their aid for them to help them to come back to their original state in a simple way. We have also education for the small children, and also for because education also helps to alleviate the poverty, and also in the process also the we help the parents to be able also to look for job. We also come to the aid of Mongolians who have gone out and they want to come back. When they come back, we help them to reintegrate again in the society, and this with the help of all our partners. And also, in the society, we have gender violence. We work with the women and also the men to help this, the gender to the violence to reduce, and also to help those who are also causing this gender violence also to change. And also being that there's problem also of the food insecurity, not only in Mongolia, but of the whole world. We are also helping the society to be able to start the farming. And this we help them by helping to build the greenhouses. As you know, in Mongolia, we have a long season of winter. We have come up with the greenhouses that can work for 6 months, in sometimes even 9 months, depending with the year. And also we help them to learn how to farm. To farm, also to preserve what they people have farmed to for a longer season during winter.
That's very interesting, because traditionally Mongolians are herders, they are nomads, they have cattle, and so farming perhaps is something relatively new, am I right?
Yeah, it's relatively new, and Mongolians, they are embracing it. And they have passion. Those who have made, and we have made projects with them, they are very passionate about it, to learn. And when they learn, they really put the passion on it.
What do they grow?
They grow vegetables, for example, carrots, salad. We have also like courgettes, all these type of vegetables, and then they preserve them. And they eat over even during winter. They
because winter is very, very cold. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And in the countryside where they have big farms, they grow also wheat, because the lands are there, they are more bigger. But in the towns, they have small grounds, so they have greenhouses and small place to farm. They farm more of the vegetables.
Well, who are Caritas's partners in implementing these projects?
We have many of our Caritas partners coming from Europe, also from Asia like Japan, Korea, and also we have Catholic funding agencies like Miserior, Missio, Kinder's Mission Work, etc. are our main partners. We also worked with some institutional donors like EU.
What are the main challenges?
We are a Catholic organization, and sometimes people think that our work is to convert people. And once they start understanding we are here to do social works, they change over the time. On the other hand, we, in order to continue our work, we always depend on external funding. And that's also very challenging to continue keeping the staffs, keeping the good works, the projects, and non-stop existence in Mongolia is quite challenging.
Would you say poverty is decreasing in Mongolia?
I think the gap between the rich and the poor are becoming very big, larger. The richer are very rich, and the poor ones are extremely poor, and some 20 years back it was different, but now we have more number of people, even children in a very, very poor living condition, education. So we really need to keep up our work.
Sister Anne, what do you hope the Pope's presence here may leave as a legacy to help you continue to do your work?
My opinion of Pope coming here is he is coming to a small community of Christian, and also Mongolia being far, not so much known, it's a sign of hope that he is close to those who are like far and not known. And I feel that it's a legacy that he is giving us, that we need to continue being close to those who are outcasts of the society, who are not recognized. That this is a big lesson and also a legacy that helps give us hope and also courage to continue with our work, being close to those marginalized in the society.
Will you have an occasion to participate in any of the events during his stay here?
Yeah, we are going to have the meeting, the afternoon, the meeting of religious and also pastoral workers that will be held here in Cathedral at 4. And also for the Mass on Sunday at 4 also in Stepalena.
Will you also be part of the meeting tomorrow for the pastoral workers?
Yes, I will be attending the both events and I'm very much looking forward to it.
What are your hopes that this visit may help improve the situation?
I think the Laudato Si is one of the biggest encyclical, and I think he will say some words related to raising awareness, and I think that's very important.
Mongolians are so proud, rightly proud, of their beautiful land, and the environmental challenges are huge, but they are very important for the whole world. Do you think this trip can actually shine a light on the right way to go?
I think so. Mongolia, being a very large country, also very rich naturally, natural resources, very rich, and I think the right message given to these people would mean a lot, because we have to really care for the nature and the country, and this is not for, it's for everyone. The country belongs to so many people, and our neighbors also benefit from it.
Sister Anne, the Pope's presence in the country shines the spotlight on a country that is often not very much in the news. What would you hope to see highlighted?
What I would like to see it being highlighted is to bring to the world the rich culture of Mongolia, in the richness that not many people knows about the people of Mongolia. We know it, but not so many knows how deep and how beautiful this country is. And I hope that all the journalists that are covering this visit, they are going to bring this to the world, and we are going to make it people also enjoy to know more and to come into deeper contact with the Mongolia.
Thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
What I would like to add on that is, one is the thank Pope of this having this time to come to Mongolia, because he is the first one to come. John Paul II wanted to come in the year 203, but he didn't manage to come. And also the local authorities of Mongolia accepting to inviting him and welcoming to Mongolia. And this going to shine into the world how it's good to be these two cultures, Europe and Asia, coming together.
Would you like to add anything to that?
I'm just very happy to witness this historical event. Seeing Pope in Mongolia and participating in these events would mean a lot. And this is quite a historical and beautiful moment, I think. Yeah.